Welcome back to Inside the Genie's Lamp, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about the should script. I was talking to a client the other week. That could have been anywhere from last week to 6 months ago. I was talking to a client not too long ago, and I was trying to help them figure out how to move away from procrastination and guilt, specifically for things that they should have done and getting caught in that procrastination step of basically, I know what I need to do, but I'm not doing it. And we had gone through all the different tips, and obviously there's a million different tips to be able to get out of this, but this specific one was relating around things that they should do or things that they feel that they should. And for example, sitting on the couch and you going, I should really go to the gym right now, but not doing it for whatever particular reason. Sitting down and then going, I shouldn't be scrolling. I should be doing study. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Whatever it's going to be. People have a decent idea as to what they know they need to do to be able to either feel better or address their needs or just to move forward in any sort of capacity. The first thing before we get into the actual should script and the two things that I've got written down of basically don't get caught in trivial things and be intentional with your time. They're basically the same thing of like 1A, 1B, but the initial context that I really want to give everybody is this is dependent on your needs. And the other question or the most important question that's going to come out of this is not going to be what should I be doing, but it's going to be what's most needed right now. And I've spoken about this on multiple podcasts before, and I haven't spoken about it as much recently, but what is most needed right now? My God, choked on absolutely nothing. What is most needed right now is the question that we're looking to answer for basically every single person out there, because it is so good at being able to look at this particular moment and say, what's most needed? Do I need to rest? Is that what is needed right now? Do I need to go to the gym? Do I need to do this? It cuts through all the bias and it just says, what do I need to do? Because if you need to rest, if it's most important that you rest right now so that you can feel amazing to go to the gym, or you're feeling burnt out, you need to protect your mental health. If you've got nothing left to give, what is most needed right now? Then you need to do that. The fine line between this comes at an area where I'm finding myself at the moment is, I'm not going to go into heaps of detail, but where I'm finding myself at the moment of what's most needed is basically 100% of both things fighting it out. And I'm going to go through this as well. What's most needed right now is for me to rest, to take this break, to basically have a mental health break and take this time off myself and de-stress myself and recharge and do the things that I need to do so that I can fully be Travis in whatever moment that I need to be. Whether that's work, client calls, relationship, being a good dog father. I was going to say dog daddy, but that sounds fucking, it's like something you'd find on a website I don't want to visit. It sounds like something where you go, oh, you know what would be a really cool Halloween gift? And it comes up with something that's like $980 plus $400 shipping from Romania. It's like, no, thank you. I didn't need that. Don't want that type of scarring for me for today. Being able to be myself in whatever capacity that is. When I have zero capacity left, whether it's mental, emotional, anything, I know that I start to get very, oh, just fucking do it. Like my empathy goes out the window. My patience gets very thin. Going from who I'd like to believe that I am at my core, like super patient, super empathetic, and super let's get through this together and I'll do anything for anyone. Someone goes, ooh, could you do this? Or like, can you do that? And I'm like, how about you fucking say that again in a different tone and write it all out for me and say, please, Travis, may I have this help because you're so awesome? And I'm like, that goes through my head. What comes out of my mouth is like, yeah, sure, no worries. But what goes through my head is, how fucking dare they? Do they not know all the stuff that I'm under? And then the immediate answer is no, they don't, because I'm not telling them and they're not aware of it. So why would they be? But I know that my patience, empathy draws really thin. And I'll still do everything from my part to have that patience and empathy to help people get through it, because I know that what I'm feeling is what I'm feeling. I don't need to project that onto other people to say, well, just fucking do it and let's do this and let's just... And that's happening with all my clients, with all my work projects, with all the things that I need to do. Even just going to the gym is like, oh, for fuck's sake, why can't I just have a gym at home? Like doing that stuff is very everything is a chore type of mindset. What's most needed is to take that break and take that pressure off myself. The exact same amount of what is needed is to do shit for work because we're on such a tight timeline. And when they're battling head to head like that, it can get very intense, I'm going to say, because both are needed. So what I've done is sort of met in the middle somewhere to say, right, I'm going to give myself a break for this week and I'm going to take all my client calls away from me for this week and I'm just going to do the stuff where I can actually sit down, not be distracted, not have to do, I suppose, very emotionally intensive work. It's things that I already know, things that I've done. It's the easy type of work. It's just the time crunch to be able to do those things. It's just time sensitive, I suppose. I don't know how well it's going. This is the start of day two into it, and then I've got tomorrow off, and then we fly out to Fiji for Tennille's wedding. Woo! Shout out to Tennille. Congratulations. But doing those things are very... I don't even know how to describe it. It's both are most needed, but I'm meeting in the middle to hopefully get those things done. And hopefully I get enough rest to be able to do those things. This is the first time that I'm actually experimenting with doing like a half and half, so we'll see how we go. Because normally it is... Well, I can push the work back, and when I'm more myself, I will absolutely prioritize the mental health, the rest, the things that are going to recharge me. But I couldn't do that this week because of arbitrary reasons that I made up in my head. So I'm trying the 50-50 of, I wonder what it would be like if I took away the very time-intensive things and, like, the very emotionally intensive things, I should say, and just did the arbitrary admin things that I need to do. Basically, what I tell people in terms of, take some time to get your life admin up to date. Book in all your appointments. Go through all of it. Have a day of like, right, I'm going to go get my chiropractor and then I'm going to the doctor and then I'm doing this and then I'm doing that. And just have a day of catching up on all the life admin shit that you have to do and just have that as your day. Take a sick day from work if you're able to, of course, and just have that as your day. So it's not rest as a sense of like, sit down, do nothing, which I fucking hate, but it's... you doing something for you that you know that you need to do to catch up on so that you it's not swirling around in your head anymore. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to declutter my brain, as one of my clients would say. And I know you're listening. Shout out to declutterization. So that's what I'm trying for this week. Obviously, by the time that you're listening to it, it'll be last week or maybe even the week before. Who knows? So that's what we're at. What is most needed right now? For you, I want you to be unbiased with it. Do you need to rest? Do you need to get work in? Do you need to do life admin things like book in appointments and maybe take kids to something? Do you need to, whatever it's going to be for you in terms of catching up on things? Do you need to catch up on things? I really just want you to be able to take this moment to ask yourself what's needed. Maybe not right now, maybe if you're driving, but have some time to yourself to go, what is most needed right now? And it could be for the day. I tend to use the question in the moment of what is most needed right now instead of what's most needed right now, meaning the entire week. Well, for this week, I really want to do, because then things start to get in the way. You get some work calls, you get some emails, your plan goes to shit, which we all know is inevitable that your plan is going to go to shit. That's why I only basically do every day. I try to keep things as scheduled as possible, but it gets thrown out because I have to be flexible. We all have to be adaptable. So that's why knowing what you need to do is going to be super important, because it's going to help you address your capacity. And what you have to do to be able to address your capacity and doing things within that particular capacity, when you know what that is, it makes things so much simpler. Instead of what we're about to go into, oh, I should go to the gym. But if you're guilting yourself to go to the gym when you know that you have absolutely no capacity, energy, mental ability to do anything or focus or push yourself or any physical ability to push yourself. If you have nothing to give to that session, should you really go to the gym, or are you just guilting yourself into doing it? This is why it's super important to have your what's most needed right now, unbiased, objective. This is the reality of the situation. This is what I need to do. If you can have that and then lean into, should be doing this, then we're going to go do that. So before we jump into script, which we're about to, please write down a question or note it or do something or just commit it to memory as best that you can. But your memory is probably like mine and fucking terrible. But what do you need to do? Let's get rid of that one. What is most needed right now? I say let's get rid of that one as if we're editing, we're heavily editing all these podcasts. We're really not. It's just, hey, here's me rambling about a bunch of shit. What's most needed right now is going to help take a lot of mental load off you to be able to say, well, I need to do that. And then if you do need to rest or do something that's not, let's go all out and do everything all at once, if it goes against your belief system of what's most needed right now, well, I need to rest, you're going to try and guilt yourself into doing things. But it also gives you a very good opportunity to tell yourself, no, I've just given myself permission to rest because it's what's most needed. It is the top of the priority list for me right now, and that is to rest. So when your brain starts kicking in of like, ah, yeah, but you should go to the gym because you've got free time. Oh, but you should be doing meal prep because you've got this. It brings you back to the reality of the situation to go, no, I need to rest. I need to do these things that are going to give me my energy back. If you're doing that all the time and you're always choosing rest, then that's a different story because it's you being completely honest, open and vulnerable with yourself to say, you know what, I could do better. Or I've been doing a lot. I just don't feel like I've been doing a lot. If you take everything from a different podcast or maybe even a fucking TikTok, I can't remember at this point, that I said where I'm building out an achievement list. Every day I write down things that I've done. Sometimes it looks like, hey, I've done 4 things. The other days it looks like I've done 16 things. But looking at those in terms of those 16 things maybe took 5 minutes each. The 4 things took 2 hours each. It's very different, but it still gives me an idea of, ooh, I've done these things. For me, it helps tick off the achievement list. It gets very dangerous for me when I go, well, those four things weren't the same as the 16 things, so therefore I'm not being as productive as I was the other day. But then looking at it and go, oh yeah, no, that took 2 hours, that took an hour, that took 3 hours, and all these other things took 10 minutes. I'm just writing them down because I wanted to get it out of my head. It gets dangerous when I try to chase doing more and more and more things, but I'm really trying hard to just use it as a tool to be able to say, no, I've done this, and that's what I did today, so I can give myself permission to rest. You can also schedule in your rests if you want to, and this is just going down a bit of a tangent. You can schedule in your rests if you want to and say, right, Monday, I'm not doing absolutely fucking anything. On the Friday from 3 p.m., I'm going to finish then. On the Sunday, doing nothing. So that, and you can just sort of put these in. Tuesday between 2 and 3, I'm doing nothing. That's my break time. Whatever it's going to be for you, you can schedule them in and make it work for your lifestyle. But scheduling things in helps heaps. It reduces your mental load fucking tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold. However many folds that you want. It helps a lot. So yes, what's most needed right now? It can help figure out your capacity and it can help remove the guilt of what do I need to do right now? Because it puts whatever is actually most needed right now at the top of your totem pole, at the top of your priority list. And that's really what we're looking for because we often get caught up in trying to do, here's all the things that I should do and ended up not doing them and then go, oh my God, my to-do list is 100 pages long. So hopefully that what is most needed right now can help out a lot for getting started and figuring out your capacity. Moving into part two of the podcast is basically the should script. Once you know your capacity, you can move into what should I be doing. If you replace should with I'm going to, it changes the language in what you're going to do. I should go to the gym. I'm going to the gym. It's the exact same thing. I should go to the gym. I am going to the gym. It changes your language and potentially even 1 out of 10 times as a worst case scenario, if it motivates you 1 out of 10 times to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to the gym. Oh shit, I'm getting changed. I'm going to the gym. Here we go. If it can motivate you just that one time to be able to get to the gym or take action in some sort of capacity, then shit, we do that. It changes your language and maybe it starts from going, I should be doing this. Because should comes in when you feel like you know what you need to be doing to feel better or move forward in some capacity. So you say, I should be doing X. I should be going to the gym. I should be meal prepping. I should be doing this. You have a small intuitive feeling for what it is that you should be doing in alignment to your goals or your vision or your purpose or leverage or whatever it's going to be for this big vision goal thing that we're after. That's why we bring up the should script of I should be doing this. A lot of people get caught in the should and then actually not doing anything. They just go, for example, sitting on their phone, disassociating, scrolling, and then going, oh man, I really should be going to the couch. And as they, I really should be going to the couch. I really should be going to the gym. And as they're doing that, they're still scrolling. They're still sitting down. Or maybe they pause the video for a second and go, oh no, I should be doing this. Play. That's funny. And then they keep scrolling and doing their thing. I'm going to use scrolling as the example. When you have that should script come in and you say, oh, I should be doing this. When that happens, for me, what works the best is getting a little bit angry at myself. I don't guilt myself or judge myself or do anything of like, what a fucking idiot. Why am I spending all this time doing this and that? I don't get angry in that sense where I belittle myself. I get angry in the sense that I know I can be doing more. And I get angry that I've caught myself doing something that I, not that I shouldn't do, but I'm, oh my God, I'm angry that I've caught myself in doing something that I didn't want to do. That's what it is. If I needed to do that, then cool, I'm going to do that. I'm going to ask myself what's most needed right now. If I want to sit down and it is needed for me to do that, and being completely honest with myself, if I've got fucking nothing to give, then yeah, I'm probably going to make the choice to either play on the computer, or I'm just going to sit down, have some food, do whatever, and I'm going to take some time to disconnect from the world and say, this is what I need to do, and I'm going to be here and be intentional with my time. If I catch myself scrolling, I get angry and go, fuck, lock the phone, throw it away, stand up. All of a sudden, I am now standing, ready to go, no phone in hand. I can't go, what was I doing? Oh, I don't know. And then immediately press play and there's something there to distract me right in front of my face. I've put the phone down, I've gotten up, walked away. And then when I've had time to actually go, what am I doing? What is this? Why am I standing here? What am I doing? All right, I'm going to do, and then if I don't know what's going on, I will go grab my phone, probably put it on charge, but I will grab my phone. If I'm using my phone, fun little hack for you. If I'm, well, depending on who you are, but if I'm using my phone for TikTok, Instagram, social media, searching stuff, doing stuff, if I'm using my phone that's not really serving a purpose, I will play a video on my phone so that it can't distract me, because I will get 2-3 minutes into watching that video and get bored and want to do something else. But I will want to keep watching the video to figure out how it ends or what the next part is. So I'll go, oh, this is boring. I can do something in the background. I'll clean the kitchen. I'll fold the laundry. I'll do this, that, whatever it is. I try to multitask in that sense of, if I'm going to do boring tasks, how do I make them fun? Well, I'm going to clean the kitchen, do the laundry, because that's on my list for today, obviously, as you can tell. I need to clean the kitchen, do the laundry, clean the lounge room, and just do basically a whole bunch of housework that'll take me probably 2 hours to get through everything that I need, everything that I need to do. I'm going to turn on Critical Role on my phone. I'm going to put it somewhere, and I'm just going to watch it, and I'm just going to dawdle as I go through the entire task. And by the time that it gets to a point in that, and I'll go, oh shit, dinner time, I can make dinner. I've just been so immersed in that video, and I look back at everything. Oh shit, the laundry's folded, everything's clean. Oh sweet, dishes have been put away. Love that. All the stuff's been done, but I wasn't focusing on how annoying the task is. I've been focusing on how can I make it fun. I'm going to watch Critical Role. I'm going to do something that I enjoy that's going to take up that task. Being able to get started with it, though, is very difficult, because if I was just on my phone and going, oh man, and just scrolling along, I know you can't see me, but just pretend I'm scrolling on my imaginary phone. If I was scrolling going, oh man, I really should be doing this stuff, about an hour is going to pass before I get really angry with myself and go, what the fuck am I doing? And that's where it transfers into, okay, now I'm angry at myself because I'm doing shit I shouldn't do. Because I said I should be doing dishes and I didn't do it. Why didn't I do it? Well, for this. And I can question all those things. It's very easy, or I should say, it's easier to just throw my phone, lock it and go, what the fuck? And just put it down and then go, right, what are we doing? Where are we? What can we do? And then look at it from there, because I've stood up, I've changed something. I'm very fortunate that I've got a standing desk at home, and I can, if I'm sitting down or relaxing or doing that, I can put it into stand, throw my chair out of the way and go, right, I'm standing. Fuck, I'm standing. What am I doing? Okay, I've got to do this. And then I can sort of go through either a list or things that were in my head. I love making lists because it just gets everything out of my head. I stop overthinking it, and then I go from, oh, I have to do this. Oh, but I've got to do this first. And in order to do this, in order to clean the kitchen, I've first got to take out the bin, but I can't take the bin out yet because it's bin day and they're out on the street and I can't take them out yet because of this. And it turns into a whole thing. And then I go, ah, I can't be bothered. I'm not going to do that. Turn your should script into I'm going to. Change your state. Whenever you feel yourself going, I should do this. First off, if you want to in that moment, what I do, you know what? I'm just going to say what I do. You can contextualize it for your life because I'm not going to go through a million different contextualizations for this. This is for me. Contextualize it to yourself as you want. For example, I am on my phone, disassociating, or I've caught myself going down the TikTok scroll loop and I've been on my phone for, let's just say, 38 minutes. And I go, fuck, I was going to start this thing at 9 o'clock. I now look at my clock. It's 9:38. I'm 38 minutes behind schedule. Fuck. The thing that I do is go, as I'm scrolling, man, I wish you guys could see me, but as I'm scrolling through, and I finally find a video that is kind of boring or that sort of snaps me out of it, whatever it's going to be. Scroll through. Holy fuck, it's 9:40. I will lock my phone without even thinking. I'll just go, fuck, lock my phone, chuck it down. I will most likely pot it. I will put it on charge. There we go. I'll put it on charge so that for me, I go, I can't use my phone because it's charging. Even if it's at fucking 90%, I will put it on charge and just go, all right, I can't use my phone because it's charging. And I can't pull it like where I want it to be because it's on charge. So I can't use my phone. It's dead. It's charging. It's just an association that I have. That is the first thing that I'll do. Lock my phone, put it down. If it's able for me, I will put it on charge. And then I go, right, what am I doing? I will look at the time. I will look at my calendar. I will look at my schedule and go, right, what have I got time to do? What am I doing? And then I will get into and I will get started for the things that I need to do. Right, I should be doing podcasts at the moment. All right, fuck, here we go. I try my best to not think about doing the task. For example, this podcast. It's a very good example because this was late, like on my schedule, I should say. I was meant to record this at 9 a.m., start at 9 a.m. recording, and then finish at about 9:45. It is currently 11:27 a.m., and it's been however long that you've been listening to this, about 21 minutes. So it's very late. I've been doing other things, making TikToks, editing them, and trying to figure out how to just do some other shit in the background as well. So it hasn't been a waste, but for me, it has been a waste because there's been 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes of me just doing shit that really didn't need to be done. For me, what I told the client and what works for me really well is not getting caught in trivial things and to be intentional with my time. What I mean by that is I don't want to waste my time here. I want to be as intentional with my time as I can. Sometimes, yeah, I'll get caught. I'm not out here fucking hustling, grinding 24/7, doing all these things that I can be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking retire by the time I'm 30. Nope. Because I know that if I retired, I'd be bored as fuck and I'd pick up a side hustle and do something else. So I'm trying to choose things because I know that I love my job and I wouldn't want to do anything else. So I'm trying to do things that keep me basically doing my job and being able to do things, obviously to make money because it is a business so we can pay wages and bills and do all those things, the same things that you're trying to do with your normal 9-to-5. But this is just business owner life. I'm never going to stop, basically. I'm going to be here forever. So trying to enjoy that journey along the way and do work that I enjoy, I try to not think about recording a podcast. I try to not think about doing the weekly email. I just say, this is what happens when, because I enjoy it. So when it gets to that time, I go, oh, fuck. For example, this podcast. Locked my phone, put it down, put it on charge. Now it's sitting off to the side. And then I opened up without even thinking. I just went, oh, it's that time. Opened up the app that I have to use to film the podcast with, to record the podcast with. Opened up my laptop, got a Word document out, and just wrote some bullet points about this. That's what I'm going to talk about. To start this off, I didn't go, okay, how am I going to start this? All right, hey, everybody, no, fuck. All of this just comes to me somewhat naturally when I start, because I know that starting for me is the hardest thing to do. So I try not to overthink about doing the task, because when I do it, I love it. I love being here, showing up, doing all the work. And when I have the mental capacity, again, going back to what is most needed right now, I've got my rest. When I have the mental capacity and the focus to be able to do these things, I fucking love it. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. But if I overthink or think too much about, I'm going to have to do this podcast, what is it going to be about? What are people going to do? Maybe I should spend more time prepping for it. Maybe I should do this. I get in my head about it and then all of a sudden, no matter what I do, it's not going to be good enough. Even when I have client calls, yes, for clients that are listening to this, I fucking love every single one of you and I love working with you. And it could be the best client in the world. And I love working with them. I love their chats. Every time I leave the chat, I come out of it like invigorated to be like, fuck yeah, this is why I do what I do. It could be that type of person. But going into it, I'll just go, fuck, man, what is this going to be? 45 minutes. I'm going to have to like be happy and cheery and do this and that. That's when my energy is super low. If I start thinking about that way too much or that call way too much, I'm going to get in my head and I'm going to not enjoy it. When I start it, yeah, it's going to start to get better and I'm going to start to feel more like myself. If I overthink it though, no matter what it is, I'm going to be like, fuck, really? I just want to do nothing. It's the same as everyone. I want to do nothing. I want to be on a beach. I want to be doing this. I want to be doing that. Whatever it's going to be. But for this, it's reminding myself I actually like doing these things. I should be recording a podcast right now. All right, let's get the podcast up. I like doing these things. And it's reminding myself to be intentional with the time that I have, because particularly someone like me who's tried to not be here before, everything is just bonus points from here, bonus time from here. So why would I spend that time? This is the logical side of it. Why would I spend that time being miserable when I could actively choose to do things that I enjoy? I know a lot of people who say like, oh yeah, it is what it is. It's just work and this and that. But you could enjoy work. Yes, there are jobs that absolutely suck, and I'm in this job because I believed all the other jobs fucking sucked. But I changed my career path to get here. I could have been a real estate agent. I could have managed a pizza joint. I could have just gone into handyman work. I could have done building or carpentry. I could have done all the different things. But this is what I wanted to do. And of course, it just so happened to be the fucking hardest thing out there for me to choose, where I have to make my own income and make my own sales and find my own clients and do the accounting and do marketing and all that fun stuff and website design and fucking everything. It's crazy how much they do not teach you at university. They'd be like, this is how you get someone to lift a heavy thing. And you go, wow, this is going to be amazing. And they go, by the way, you're going to need to learn how to market, message, sell, get into DMs, social media, graphic design. You're going to have to know all of this in some capacity. When you get really good at it, you might want to hire some people. And it's like, oh, cool. Where do you teach me all of that? Because you've just taught me how to make sure that no one fucking dies on the gym floor. You'll figure it out, love. It's like, excellent. There was a business component to it at university, but it was basically, how do you charge what you charge? Find all the personal trainers around the area and find something in the middle. You don't want to be the cheapest. You don't want to be the most expensive. And for some reason in me, I went, yeah, I do. Why would I not want to be the most expensive? So I started charging $40 for a 45-minute session. And I was like, oh, whoa, hourly rate is like 55, 60 bucks. Look at me go. And now my hourly rate is much more higher than that. But hey, wants and logic and emotions don't exactly talk to each other very well, do they? No, they don't, Travis, said a client as they're smiling and smirking at this podcast. But any hoosies. What the fuck was I talking about? So yeah, catching myself with that anger, locking the phone, chuck it away and just start, because I enjoy doing those things. If you maybe don't yet enjoy going to the gym or meal prepping or doing those things, how much do you not enjoy the life that you have at the moment? Big old cheesy smile there for you. This is where we start to get into what do you want from life. You're not going to enjoy everything along the way. And that's why I brought up the fact that when I overthink and do these things, I don't enjoy the process of it. But when I do it, then I start to enjoy it because I'm more intentional, I'm more present, I'm more myself in this moment doing what I want to do because I just wanted to fucking do it. I've still got some plan, strategy, North Star, whatever, of I'm going to do these things because X, Y, Z that lead me to this goal that I want. But I'm not completely losing myself in that moment. I'm not going, oh, fuck, I don't want to work out because it's fucking horrible and I hate this and I hate doing all these things and I don't want to get changed and I don't want to do this. All of those are just part of life. The things, like, I'm going to say this as the trivial things. The trivial things, like brushing your teeth, getting dressed, maybe putting on makeup, not so much for me, but putting on makeup and getting ready and doing those things that are basically, I have to prepare for the day, for this task, for these things. It's all necessary. Regardless of if you're going to the gym or if you're going to work or if you're going to whatever, there's still effort that you have to put in to get ready. I don't like to think about those things because, for example, Tennille's wedding, I fucking hate thinking about what I'm going to have to wear. I would love if someone just went, do this and this and this. I'm like, sweet. And I'll just show up and that's it. Very minimal thought. Beth normally helps out immensely with that. But that's why I've had the same suit for X amount of years. Been the exact same. And now for this wedding, I've bought a new pair of pants. And then that has to mean a different shirt. And that means this and that. And I have to try and match things that make it work. I hate all that. I hate that with such a passion. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what I'm wearing. I don't care any of that stuff. I do a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I do a little bit because I like to look good, because obviously look good, feel good. That's awesome. But it's not a massive motivator for me to go, oh yeah, like I'm comfortable with who I am, with what I am, with what I represent, with all that shit. when you're very comfortable with yourself, you start to care less about what other people think. And I'm confident in myself. So I'm going to treat myself with a bit of respect and make sure I don't look fucking homeless. Plus, it's also part of the job where I have to look good in some capacity so that people go, hey, who's this guy? He looks kind of okay and keeps himself fit. Because if I didn't, then obviously, like Lane Norton did a very good post on this. He was bulking. He didn't tell anyone that he was going to get shredded, but he was bulking and he was putting on weight. And he had to spend like 12, 18 months, I can't remember what it was, a long period of time being heavier than what he was. And he looked chonky. He looked strong, but there was no muscle definition. There was basically, he looks like he lifts but doesn't care about his diet. And that's the easiest way that I can describe it. And yet, he was so precise with his diet because he was using his new app and he was doing all that to go through a bulk. Then he shredded, like he got rid of all the body fat and he cut it all down, and this was all planned. He got big to the point where he can be like, yep, I've got the muscle that I want, and then cut the fat over top of it. And now he looks perpetually lean all the time. When he got lean, nothing changed in his business marketing, in his strategies, in his anything that he did in terms of business, but sales improved dramatically because of how he looked. And as much as people say, I don't care how people look, it's more about the value and information that they bring, it's just not true. It is true in the sense that someone may have that particular belief and bias, but at the same time, if you see two people, for example, Lane Norton getting shredded as all hell and Lane Norton being, I suppose, slightly overweight, and they're both giving the same information, you're going to trust shredded Lane Norton because he was the one, I should say, Dr. Lane Norton, because he looks the part, particularly in the fitness industry. They look the part. How's this for an example? If you had two identical twin librarians and they came up to you and said, hey, do you need help with finding a book? Exact same in every single way. Same hair, same clothes, same mannerisms, identical twins, obviously. But one of them had glasses and one of them did not. You would probably be biased to start questioning the one with glasses, because glasses bring out a heightened sense of intelligence. Being in a library, you are probably going to be the one who fits that role a little bit better. You're going to move your questions to the one that suits that role a bit better, the one with glasses. And it's just how, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. It's how that has been ruling our entire lives and society this entire time. That's what we do. And there's nothing wrong with that if you're comfortable with who you are. Little side note for you. Being comfortable in who you are, unfortunately, to go full circle with it, means that you're going to have to do things that are uncomfortable. Lane didn't want to look that particularly overweight the entire time that he was getting bulky. He wanted to be shredded. But he had to be comfortable in being or looking overweight or heavier than he would have liked to be in order to get to where he wanted to go, which is shredding and then looking like that for as long as he can sustain it. He didn't get down to like 3% body fat or fucking death levels, but he got very lean and it looks like, holy shit, he looks almost photo shoot ready. Looks very good. And he had to be comfortable in being overweight and that chonky for a little bit to shred it down. For you, you're going to have to be uncomfortable in going to the gym, in meal prepping, in tracking calories. You're going to have to be uncomfortable in doing that shit that right now you may not like. But the results that will come off the back of doing those things that you don't like, which then eventually you will end up loving, you will love the results and the lifestyle that come off the back of that. Particularly with the philosophy and the way that we do coaching, it's not, hey, meal plan, training, do it, like just fucking do that so you get shredded and then you love the results and there you go. And then obviously put it all back on. I know that you're here and I know that you're here. I know that you see us and hear us. That's not what we do. What I'm talking about is the results and the lifestyle that come off the back of doing the shit that you're uncomfortable with, which is usually addressing the emotions and the deeper root cause of why are you in the position that you are in at the moment. When you can address those deeper root cause and get them out of the way, it's uncomfortable as all shit. But when you get the results of being more comfortable with yourself, being confident within yourself, then you can look back at the things that made you uncomfortable and go, oh, I don't mind tracking calories. I don't mind going to the gym. I actually like going to the gym because it gives me more energy, helps my body feel better. It gets me ready for the day. You start to look at things and go, man, I love this because of what it does to my life and how it helps enhance me. But if you're caught in that stage of basically feeling like shit all the time, then doing anything is going to feel like shit. So doing something positive is then going to be, for example, going to the gym, meal prepping, counting calories, all that stuff. Doing something in that positive light is still going to feel shit. Because even resting for you feels like shit. Even going to sleep feels like shit for you. So when you say, I should be doing this, swap it in your head to go, I'm going to do this. If you're at that part where everything feels shit, well then, hey, you have literally nothing to lose other than a shitty lifestyle, shitty mindset, and basically being a shitty person. And if you want to be a better person, you're probably, not probably actually, you are going to have to do things that are very uncomfortable for you, because what's comfortable at the moment isn't even comfortable. Because if you were comfortable, the words that I'm saying right now wouldn't be hitting you as hard as they are. And in order to become comfortable with where you want to be, you're going to have to do shit that you haven't done before. I know that you know that. I know that you've heard that before. But you're going to have to lean into that as best as you can. And not for 2 weeks, not for 4 weeks. You're going to have to learn something different. This isn't just losing weight. This is creating your lifestyle that you want to live forever. You have your habits, your lifestyle, your mannerisms. You have fucking everything about you forever. Sometimes it can go away. Sometimes you can work on it. Sometimes you can push things away. You can change it and you replace it and do other things. But you have yourself and your mind until you die. Trying to make that a better place to live, considering it's you 24/7, feels like a pretty good investment from my view. From most people's views, I'm willing to bet it sounds like a pretty good investment. If that doesn't sound good to you, then I don't know why you're listening to the podcast. So, you know, probably unfollow and just leave it. Because obviously, if you're not here to better yourself in some sort of way, then, you know, I wouldn't waste your time listening to something that's going to help you improve in life. So go listen to something else. Figure out how to play video games better or do something else. Or whatever it is. I'm just trying to help you save your time and be more intentional with your time. The things that you should do, change it to, I'm going to. Don't overthink it and just do it. Just start, I should say. Be more intentional with your time. If you find yourself getting caught up in trivial things like doom scrolling or playing video games and being like, oh, well, I should be doing this. Don't think about it. Save the game, close, stand up, walk away. Then make a decision. If you're doom scrolling, lock it, chuck it away. All right, what have I got to do? Whatever it is, if you catch yourself doing some trivial shit that isn't really going to enhance your life, and if you know that you've got the capacity to do other things, like you have the capacity of what's most needed right now. Well, what's most needed right now is, you know, I could probably go to the gym. I could meal prep. I could clean the house. I could do this. I could do things that have the ability to enhance my life. And if there's someone else that you share the house with, fantastic. You can enhance their life because they come home to a clean kitchen or whatever the fuck. You have the ability to do those things. But you're trying to kill time and procrastinate by playing video games, by doom scrolling, by disassociating, by doing other things. Then it takes the joy out of doing those things. For video games, for example, why not pause it, close it, get rid of it, smash out everything that you need to, go to the gym, clean the house, do fucking everything. When it's done, without being distracted, without having to go through your phone, without having to do whatever, set your time, be hyper-focused on it for as long as you can. I know a lot of people are very Pomodoro, which is like, take the 45 minutes of intense work and then take a 15-minute break or 20 minutes on, 5 minutes off, whatever it's going to be, whatever works for you. Hyper-focus on it, smash it out, so then you can say, right, from 3 p.m. onwards today, I have the entire day for myself. Or when you finish work, you go, oh my God, it's 5 o'clock, I have everything done. I woke up early, I went to the gym, while breakfast was cooking and doing all this stuff, I cleaned the kitchen, I folded some laundry, I did some stuff. Maybe you'll have 10, 15 minutes of folding laundry to do. I'm starting to talk about my own day now, as you can tell. Maybe you'll have a little bit of extra things to do, but it's not going to be finishing work and then going, oh, I've got 2 hours of things to do. I can't be fucked. I'm just going to play games and just do this. I'm just going to do that for a bit and then I'll finish it off later. You won't. You won't, because getting started is the hardest thing. So use the momentum when you can and just go, right, I'm going to smash this out. Use that energy and motivation of, I don't want to do this, so I'm just going to do it. Because the longer that I think about it and don't do it, the longer I'm going to have to think about it, and it's going to be on my task and it's going to be on my task list. And you've probably heard me say, procrastination delayed is procrastination multiplied. Anxiety delayed is anxiety multiplied. Whatever it is, if you delay something, you're multiplying it. Because if you procrastinate on that thing, well, then guess what? You're not doing it. It's going to build and build and build in your head until it becomes such an insurmountable task that you go, oh, I just can't be fucked. I'm just going to hire someone to do it. Then you're out of money and you've wasted time. And it's just a whole thing where it can explode. Keeping on top of things is very good. But we need to get started. We need to be more intentional with our time. We need to go from I should be doing this into, right, well, if I should be doing it, I've got a pretty damn good idea as to what I need to be doing to move forward with my life. I hope that helped in some sort of way. Get rid of the should, turn it into I'm going to. Don't think about it, change your state and just start. And when you're doing it, remind yourself, I enjoy this. This is fun. I can do this. I'm actually quite good at this. Make it fun. What? How would you make the most boring thing that you do or the most mentally exhausting task that you do, how would you make that fun? How would you turn it into something that you want to do? So I'm going to leave you on that one. If you like this episode, give us a 5-star review, share it, do all that fun stuff, subscribe, follow, all that stuff. I'm hoping we hit 1,000 followers on the podcast by the end of the year. We're at 703 at the moment, 701, I can't remember. But please share this around, get it out there. I would fucking love to have 1,000 people following on Spotify. It would mean the world to me just to know that. I mean, 700 people following is already crazy. If we could get 1,000 just because I love numbers, if we can get 1,000, that would be insane. I would absolutely love that. But yes, enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you found this valuable. If you did, thumbs up, 5-star review, all that fun stuff, and I'll see you in the next one.